This weekend is Saturday the 8th, the Immaculate Conception of Our Lady, and Sunday the 9th of December, the second Sunday of Advent. Noreen Nireen sings the Magnificat, the Song of Mary. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth, all ages will call me blessed. As I listen, can I sense the Lord looking on me in my lowliness? And can I rejoice in him and in all that he does for me? Last week's readings were full of promises. The prophet Isaiah looks forward to a time of peace and prosperity. It's a time full of hope, of security, and of justice. It's easy to identify with these hopes, because they are shared by practically every human being on the planet, then and now. You probably share them yourself. But as soon as these hopes are stirred up, a question arises. How are the hopes going to be answered? In this weekend's reading from the Gospel of Luke, we hear God's response described.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Mary is a young woman going about her everyday life when she suddenly receives a message from God's messenger. It's a message that will turn her world upside down. Do you have a sense of what that must have been like for her? Of what is passing through her mind and her heart as she hears these words? After an initial greeting, the angel's first words are, "Do not be afraid." Jesus will have the occasion to say these same words many times to his disciples. That's understandable, because there is much in our world that can seem threatening. Is there anything that you are facing at the moment where it would be good to hear Jesus say to you, "Do not be afraid"? At the end of the reading, Mary gives her consent to God's plan. This is important. God doesn't use human beings as puppets. Are there times when you are aware of having said a clear yes to something you sensed God was asking of you? Thank you. As the passage is read again, listen carefully to what God is asking of Mary and to the different responses that she makes.
Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
At the end of the passage, we are told that the angel departed from her. If you were with Mary at that moment, what would you want to say to her, or to the God who sent this message? O Wisdom,
Lord and Ruler,
Root of Jesse,
Key of David,
Rising Sun,
King of the Nations,
Emmanuel,
come Lord Jesus.